There was a time that life along the river revolved around riverboats. In the 19th century, the only way to get supplies or mail was the river. To keep the history of the river alive, a community of enthusiasts maintains riverboats for their personal use. Jack Fowler is the director of the Point Pleasant River Museum and Learning Center at the confluence of the Kanawha and Ohio Rivers.
These guys that have these stern wheelers now, they just preserve those memories and what it used to be like.
The original riverboats were called stern wheelers. The stern is the back of the boat, so these riverboats had a paddle wheel that provided thrust to propel the boat up and down the river.
It just keeps that spirit of the river alive, that it's still there and reminiscing about what it was like back in the day.
At their peak, Fowler said there were 80 to 90 stern wheelers working in the area. Today, only a few operators work boats, but there are many more that private owners maintain for recreational use. J.D. Pauley is the owner of the Hobby 3. His boat was built as a pleasure boat. He spoke from the pilot house heading up the Kanawha River.
I've owned this boat for 22 years now, and it's just the people you meet, the things you do, the places you go. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I wouldn't trade it for $1 million vessel.
Where do you see yourself going with this boat?
There's places I want to go that I haven't been to Pittsburgh, haven't been up the Allegheny, haven't been down the Mon, just down towards Paducah. I know it won't handle the Mississippi, but we can at least go to there.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, that's on my bucket list.
Just, it's like a big RV on the river. You can...
That's it. Yep. The river's the road, and it's a different view of the world out here.
Tom Cook owns another stern wheeler, named the Juanita. It did start out its life as a workboat and is built almost entirely of steel, except for the glass in the pilot house, according to Cook.
It's a different way of life, and they're not cheap to operate, and they're not cheap to maintain.
But it's still important to you to do it anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of like my hobby, so to speak. It's a different kind of boating. You have to have a little bit different mindset to be able to enjoy being on a stern wheel boat. You have to slow down. You can't get anywhere fast. If you want to go to Point Pleasant, it takes almost, Point Pleasant's 50-some miles from here, and it takes 7 or 8 hours. If you want to go by boat to Marietta, which is 140 miles away, it takes at least 2 days.
Being steeped in history, it's easy to picture the heyday of riverboats. That's J.D. Pauley's favorite part.
Well, you know the Jimmy Buffett song. Yeah, I was born 200 years too late. I would have enjoyed doing this years ago. And if I would have got into it sooner, I would have probably made a living on the river.
Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an overboard victim of fate, arriving too late. Arriving.
There's a group called the American Stern Wheel Association that works to preserve and educate the public about stern wheel boats. It started in 1976. Tom Cook, the group's treasurer, says the group's membership is falling.
It doesn't seem like that the younger people are as interested, or maybe they just don't have the resources to purchase. A lot of the people that own stern wheel boats now are getting older, so there's several for sale right now.
A series of riverboat festivals on the Ohio River in the fall bring the boats to where the public can see them and enjoy the floating history. J.D. Pauley plans his entire September around the events.
We leave usually the Thursday before Labor Day, go to Point Pleasant. They have a benefit for the Riverboat Museum. We usually pull out of there on Sunday morning early and head towards Marietta, Ohio for the Ohio River Sternwheeler Festival. We leave there and we go to Parkersburg, West Virginia for their Riverfest. And then the next weekend is Pomeroy.
The song Proud Mary by Creedence Clearwater Revival tells a story about hitching a ride on a riverboat queen. It also says people on the river are happy to give. These riverboat people want to share their love of history to make sure people don't forget where we've been and how we used to get there. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Douglas on the Kanawha River.